Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. I had a bit of an internal struggle before I started talking. I wasn't sure if I wanted my beer on the table or not. Because I know I have a tendency to...
That's if you've had a little bit to start with.
All you've had is a margarita, mate.
You've had a beer and a margarita. That's not that much.
That ain't bad.
Two drinks, bro.
You really underestimate the amount of attachment my hand-eye coordination has to my sobriety.
Okay.
This song is the most appropriate intro we've ever chosen because Drew is getting married tomorrow.
Motherfucker, yeah. Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, it's like 16 and a half hours.
Thank Christ you didn't choose to do it on...
16 and a half hours. Yeah, go ahead. What?
At least you didn't choose to actually do it on Friday the 13th. you realize the proximity to that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The ceiling would have caved in on us.
Not to mention the fact that it was fucking ridiculously hot upstairs.
Oh, my God.
So, can you imagine that in our three-piece tuxes?
Dude, I would have passed out. I would have just passed out straight out.
Drew is having his wedding inside of a big-ass barn.
Which, conveniently, is terrible for my allergies.
Oh, yeah.
You bitches.
It's gonna... Well, do you think it'll be any better when it's not as warm tomorrow?
Maybe. I don't know. I honestly think that, like, the amount of shit we were moving today probably just stirred the dust up, so...
I bet.
Like, it was... Like, tomorrow will probably be better. And I'm gonna take honey and my allergy meds tomorrow, so... It should be good, but...
What does honey do for your allergies?
Dude, you don't even know.
I really don't.
Rub it on your face
or
something?
No, seriously. Okay, so... I was taking my allergy meds.
Where you do like the lines under your eyes?
No, 2 years ago, when I was working on the farm, we were working with hay quite a bit because we were helping an old guy out with his hay.
Yeah.
And my allergy meds were just not working at all. Like, I would take them and I would still just like puff up. My nose would immediately start running whenever I got around it. And so I started taking a spoonful of honey every day because the old crazy ass farmers said that would work. Totally worked. Allergies went away almost immediately. Like, I was bucking hay 2 days later after I started.
That's awesome.
It was insane. I could barely believe it. Like, all my family was just like, whoa, that was weird. Okay, cool.
Didn't actually expect it to work.
Yeah, and I should note that I hate honey because of
honey's
this.
Like, wow, good. Fuck you.
No,
come
dude,
on.
Okay, yeah, eat a spoonful every day for the rest of your life.
All
That's
right.
not bad. No, no worse things.
I could live with that.
It's just stanky. I don't like
Kid
it.
Mary Pop. Is that no? It's not Mary Poppins. It's Sign music.
Spoon, no,
a spoonful of sugar.
That is Mary Poppins, dog.
Yeah.
Spoonful of sugar makes
but yeah, so
or Mrs. Sugar. Featherbottom. I mean, it's really interchangeable at this.
I thought
point.
Mrs. Featherbottom was yeah. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, it's Mrs.
Well,
Doubtfire.
Mrs. Featherbottom is a mixture of Mrs.
Mrs.
Doubtfire
and Mary Poppins.
That's right.
I
yeah.
forgot.
It's a little. It's a combination that really works, actually.
Yeah.
But once...
British nanny.
Yeah, but once that character is, like, tied to someone who has an inordinate amount of Freudian slips every day...
Who?
It's in the show Arrested Development, Tobias.
One that we gotta get you to watch.
No.
If Jared likes it, would that make you like it?
No.
That is a pretty big bummer. Jared's not going to be able to make it.
God damn it, anyway.
Well, we figured out that we're going to be able to get some sort of video chat set up
maybe,
for him
yeah,
tomorrow.
Something.
So.
Is he going to Skype the wedding? That's
yeah,
awesome.
Bro.
That is awesome.
Although it actually won't be Skype, technically, because...
It'll be FaceTime or some shit. I don't know.
It'll be... it's going to be kind of sacrilege. It's going to be Facebook. Facebook Messenger.
Sacrilege. You bitches just need to fucking use Messenger. Right?
No, we
no.
don't.
I don't want
I don't
to.
Don't like it.
That would be.
Facebook's going to spy on me.
No, not is going to. Does spy on you.
I don't
Not is going
shit.
To.
Installing that botnet on my own phone would be like waterboarding myself. Why the fuck would I do that?
That's a little bit extreme in my opinion, but I still agree with the sentiment.
Like, because you won't actually die from waterboarding, will you? But it's
you can. People have died from waterboarding.
Oh, well.
Because water still gets in your lungs. You can still technically drown.
Yeah, you get fucked up. It's like drowning just with a blanket.
Yeah, it's just a very, very, very long... It basically simulates the feeling of drowning.
It's like, imagine you, like, hid from the monsters of your cutters, so the monsters just took, like, a pool of water and dumped it on you.
Ugh.
Over and over again.
It just simulates the feeling of drowning to your lungs and your reflexes.
Okay. I've obviously...
mentally fucks you up, man.
And obviously, after you get waterboarded, you're spitting up water because you still get it into your mouth and lungs.
Yeah.
You're still coughing up water.
Up in your shit.
Well, I swear to God we've talked about this before because...
Well, Jared was talking about that one time where he waterboarded himself with, like, pink lemonade or
something. Yeah,
some
he and a couple guys waterboarded themselves just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, that's insanity.
With pink lemon... So they took the more expensive option.
No, no, no. That's Daniel Tosh. Scratch that. But they did waterboard themselves.
Yeah, Jared and... Yeah, them just waterboarded themselves for shits and giggles.
I don't fucking know why. That's insane.
But I've never understood why it simulates drowning. Because
you're having water poured on your face with no...
Because water is still getting in your mouth and lungs, but it's not immediately enough that you start, like, passing out or choking.
Okay.
You get enough that it stimulates the reaction that you're drowning.
How much water is being poured on your head?
A bucket.
They usually have a bucket that they're pouring a stream onto your face, but you have a high thread count cloth on your face.
Oh, that Egyptian cotton shit will fuck you.
Yeah. That's
what you're
saying. A
preferred
method. Yeah.
Okay. Egyptian cotton.
Wait, seriously?
the higher the thread count, the better.
They God break into it. Caesar's palace and they steal, like, the sheets off of three beds. And then they just head off to Guantanamo and they're like, tell us what you know! It's not that hard, really.
Yeah.
And plus, the generals get to go to Vegas, blow off some steam.
I was about to say they have to pay out the ass in hotel fees. Though.
Yeah,
that's
good. No, I guess ideally you want, like, at least 600 thread count.
Yeah, but isn't it worth it to catch those damn terrorists?
Yeah. Sure, let's go with that.
I think it's worth it. Yeah. Plus, I want to go to fucking Caesar's Palace. That sounds awesome.
Vegas in general, fuck.
Yeah, but at the same time, tortured, like, waterboarding doesn't work.
What? Okay, see, that's my point originally. Waterboarding doesn't fucking work.
It doesn't. None of the torture methods really work.
Because, but in what sense do you mean they don't work?
I mean, it makes you hard.
Because the people that you're...
In what sense, Ben? This continues further.
What sense do you want to take it in?
All of them.
What?
Yeah.
Anyways, no, it doesn't work because
I don't understand this
eventually
shit.
Everybody breaks eventually under it. But the thing is, the information that you would get from that is not reliable because ultimately the people
you
are just
say anything to make it stop.
You will say anything just to make the pain stop, even if it's just saying something so they put a bullet in your head.
Okay, so you're just saying that torture in general is unreliable.
Exactly. It's unreliable as a method of gathering intelligence because the people will just say what they think that you want to hear.
Boy, if only there was some kind of...
If you're waterboarding me, I'm just going to tell you about my buddy Ahmed that's, you know, I saw him, he was buying a bunch of sand and nitroglycerin components one time, and then another time he had, like, a soldering iron and a bunch of wires.
Shit. Do you really have a friend named Ahmed?
No.
Y'all are getting deep as fuck.
No, but, yeah, so...
That's what we're supposed to do, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Combat social issues.
Durka, Muhammad Jihad.
Yeah, that's gonna get this podcast on a watch list, mate.
Dude, not like we haven't.
I was
saying
we're already
there.
On like two or three of them.
Yeah, we gotta
like,
be on like
fucking.
Some...
Go ahead and download it, NSA. You have to listen to my fucking voice.
You know what you ought to do for popularity, Renee? We ought to just bash social justice warriors one of these days.
Oh, we do it all the time.
And yeah, we've been doing that already.
And then post it on Tumblr.
Oh God, I would have to make a Tumblr account.
Yeah, I know, it's a terrifying prospect.
Do it at a public library, something like that, so you don't have to infect your computer with that.
But dude, like, no press is bad press. Like, we would get all
the attention
blow
to
up
it
if we just talked mad shit about like social justice.
And then we can sell the story to the
all
National
we have
Enquirer
to do.
And
all we have
get
to do
up by every major news source.
All we have to do is support Trump for one episode, and then post that one episode
once
to Tumblr, and then it'll explode. But the people who love Trump will come to us, and then we can just talk about bullshit, and they'll be like, "Yeah, fuck yeah, okay,
basically,
yeah."
Once they announce the
hey, holy
hey,
shit, it is Kai Leach. I don't have any intro music for him.
Yeah, man.
But let's see. You had to bring your own chair, but
I brought my own legs.
You brought your own legs.
You gotta be
on. Oh,
that's
nice.
You gotta be on the mic.
It's only $45 with the weed.
Yeah. But yeah, once they announce basically the people on the primaries, which will be Trump because everybody else has dropped out.
Trump and Hillary.
Is this yeah. on right now?
Yeah, just inhale.
It's sure.
Yeah. So, oh God, I don't think I could do it, but I was going to say one episode where it's like a super pro Trump episode and a super pro Hillary episode.
Oh my God. I want to, yeah, I want to play both sides on this issue.
I don't think I can do the Hillary episode.
Do you want a chair?
No, I'm good. I'm just chilling.
Okay, because you're going to want to hold that up to your...
Oh, no.
You just want to hang out and observe?
Hello, hello.
You are?
Are you going to be on the show or are you just watching?
I'll be here for a minute.
All right, that's cool. Yeah.
No worries, man.
We're just saying, like, oh, yeah, so what's your take on this whole political game that's happening?
What's your opinions of the Donald?
Yeah.
Donald Trump?
Build the wall.
Montana hates him. So I like to agree with what he's talking about. He's extra frustrated about it. She's pro Bernie.
Everybody's pro Bernie.
Whatever. He's old.
Yeah, really, that is one of the most concerning things about
him.
He
could die in presidency.
I know.
You never know.
Dude, well, because it says you ages you twice as fast,
like,
and
three
so
months in Australia, and like I met nothing but Europeans. Yeah, and all of them are just fucking baffled by Trump. They just can't.
They
can't comprehend it. Like, they're just like, dude, it ranges from like, is he a joke, to, oh, he's like Satan, he's like Hitler. It's like, but it's never anything positive. You never hear anything positive about it. It's hilarious.
But here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. It is not fair to compare Trump to Hitler.
He hasn't killed anybody.
No, he hasn't killed anybody. He hasn't said anything
he's
bad
just
about
it. Let's see what other presidential candidates have, though.
What?
Have had people killed, though. What are the presidential candidates?
Oh, Hillary.
Hillary.
Killed.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was...
Hillary Clinton's terrible. Dude.
Like,
oh, geez, God.
If you disagree with Hillary Clinton, you will find that all of a sudden you've decided to kill yourself by shooting yourself twice in the back of the head.
Pretty much.
Whoops! That was just a really successful suicide.
This
I'm so sorry.
This is honestly what I think, okay?
Whoa.
Oh, wiggle that shit. Mike
all
Kimmel.
Of the talk they had, like, they bring in Donald Trump so much, even the negative shit's still good.
Well,
so no matter what, he's the most talked about, he's going to get the most.
Well, that's why he talks so much shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Talking shit is actually a pretty good way to get attention. And he's absolutely proven
well,
that.
He spent like a million on advertising, and everybody else has spent like $100 million, like just insane amounts of money. He's just like, yeah, no, I just have to say some dumbass shit and get on TV.
I just have to talk shit about Rosie O'Donnell and how old she is.
We're going to build one wall, and I'm guaranteeing you the Mexicans
build
will pay for
it. Build the wall, baby.
Even trying to say the Mexicans are going to pay for the wall. Are you kidding?
I like how everybody immediately forgot that there's already a wall there.
It's just a really crappy wall.
Oh,
it honestly
it's not the
is.
Great Wall of China, but
yeah.
No.
They're going to swim here anyway.
I mean, you can actually see pictures of, like, the west end of Mexico, like, where the wall ends. It's not even, like, 10 feet into the ocean. You can walk around motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking pointless. Jesus Christ.
The Canadian border, there isn't even a fucking wall, but if you walk across, they'll fucking show up and grab you, like...
But it's the Mounties that are showing up, not the real police, but the Mounties.
Those red-shirted bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, okay. I've met a lot of people from different places of the world.
Yeah.
French Canadians are the fucking worst.
The worst, like...
Those people suck. Because they're North American, and they speak, like, ancient French. Like, I was traveling with a French girl. We met a French Canadian. French girl?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
All the French girls are.
Like, give me, like, 5 minutes.
five minutes?
But we met these French Canadians. And they asked her where we were. They asked us where we were from. And I was like, oh, America. Oh, cool. I'm from French Canada. And Adelaide was like, oh, yeah, I'm French. And and they started speaking French to her. And she's just like, what? Huh?
Because their French is completely different.
Their French is like 1800s French, and hers is like modern, so...
Oh. They're behind the times.
Oh, it's fucking retarded.
They're Canadian. Anyway.
Ben is showing off pictures of a French girl for those who can't see us.
She's definitely like, French.
Yeah,
I can tell by the eyes.
By the eyes? There's French eyes?
I don't know. She's good looking, so she must be French.
I don't know. I think her appearance transcends nationality.
Dude,
how about that?
She's so cute. My God. But day five, lesbian.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
She just switched teams?
No, she might have, but I mean, to be fair, she was checking out girls with me at some point, so.
A lot of girls
she's
do that,
though. She's a
good
player.
Yeah.
She could have helped you out, man. She could have been your playmate. Wing
can't really ask for.
I'm pretty sure if like she and I went in on a girl, the girl would choose her over me. Like, dude,
you know, yeah, well.
You have no idea how much of a pain in the ass it was to do laundry while you're out and about. My God. Because hostel laundry always fills up immediately once you,
Do you all have to share one washing machine?
Well, it's like, there's always, like, every hostel has, like, two or four. And they're always full and they're always expensive. So you never, like, you never want to do it because you never had the coins or, like, the time.
Yeah.
So it's just, fucked.
No, not really. I mean, not that I've noticed.
You want?
No, I gotta drive.
All right.
I'm hanging out. Where did you buy that? What?
Dead air.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
I mean,
yeah, it's absolutely legal.
Fuck it, yeah.
Just drag real slow for a long time.
So you just buy this whole thing at once?
That wax little part, that part right there, all comes as one package, and they're like $25 for half gram.
That ain't
and
bad.
The bottom part is the battery, and I spent $14 on it.
Nice. Oh God!
And that's, you don't have to rebuy these. Just have
I
to
got my own vaporizer over there, actually. So that's
oh, it. That big fucker.
Oh, yeah. A big vaporizer.
That's induction heating. So
does
you can
it
just
work
put.
Good?
It works
oh,
real
dude,
good.
It kicked my ass
we
the
got
first
one at
time
my
I
house,
tried
it.
It
doesn't really work that good. Oh, you gotta see this weed that I bought. That's meant to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I broke down and bought a half ounce of it.
Oh my God! Myself.
It was too nice, and it was actually a pretty decent deal. I was like.
Dude, what
well, here's the thing. There's an eighth of this stuff here for $30. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's 3.5 grams. So if I get fucking half ounce, that's 14.
14
eighth was
$30.
What? 14 grams.
Oh.
So the
okay.
Eighth was $30. So if I buy four of those, which is a half ounce, I'll spend $120. And the half ounce I got was 90. So deal in my books.
The math checks out.
It's all there.
I think. I don't know.
It's a
I've been drinking
in my books. Me too.
Math is not my strong suit right now. Hey, Drew, now that you're back in the room, would you mind doing some weed math for us? Because
okay.
We kind of need this.
No, I already dialed it in. I had it done before.
Well, I just want to make sure it's right, because I really didn't actually follow it.
We have okay. An engineer here.
4/8 is a half ounce.
Yes.
14 grams.
Zing.
8 is 3.5.
14 ounces?
Yeah.
That is 14 over 16, which reduces down to...
Now where are you going with this?
Divided by 2.
He's making
that's
fractions.
That's 7/8, so that's 0.875.
It's almost an ounce.
Almost.
It's a half ounce.
Drew, no, it's well
you,
over.
Did I ever
14
show you
grams?
Oh, you said 14 ounces.
14 grams is what I meant.
Oh.
the grams are getting me.
Yeah, 14 grams is not a lot.
No, it's only a half ounce. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, because I'll say there's 435 grams in a pound. So 435 divided by 16. I'm not gonna do that math in my head, Ben. Calculator.
What? Huh?
He should be.
He's got a phone out.
No. What was the number?
435 divided by 16.
435.
Fucking math is hard.
16 is 27.1875.
27.18. So 14 would be almost exactly
God.
Half, just slightly over half.
Of what?
An ounce? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know.
Okay,
I'm
just
completely
saying.
Fucking
it's exactly
lost.
A half.
Not quite.
28's an ounce.
So did he get
27?
Or
what was it? 27 point what?
27.18. So it's just
yeah. 27.18 grams.
Like, it's an ounce.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because
I didn't
it was,
know that. See, I thought
very
it was
much. Because it was 435 grams in an ounce.
What I always
or in a pound. And there's 16 ounces in a pound. So.
So you still came out on top from what I'm gleaning from this.
Got it.
All right.
Couldn't complain. I'd bring it in the house, but it'd bring the whole house down. It smells. Long.
Oh, yeah. Fuck,
like
that's
nice. It would be really interesting to unbox
like,
a house.
I've done it
before.
Man.
Holy
fucking,
shit.
Yeah, dude,
how big was
great.
The house?
It was small. I mean, dude, we hotboxed our apartment once. You know apartment in Pullman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to my house on Green Mountain. It's big, and we'll get it fogged.
Oh.
Anytime.
Dude, okay, so when I was my sophomore year in college, I was living in the frat house. And what we did was we bought, like... We went to go...
You sure you don't want a chair, man?
I'm good.
It seems like you're hanging out.
Just, I have pizza getting cooked downstairs.
Oh, all right.
I think, worries. Which should probably be ready by now, but...
I think all right, we're all looking right. For you slightly, but...
whatever.
Yeah.
They know where I'm at.
Exactly.
They can figure it out.
Yeah, okay.
So, anyway, we go to buy about, like, $80 worth, and we go to our dealer, and the guy's just like, yeah, I'm going back to Seattle, so here's $160.
Whoa!
Cool. Just go for it. So we're like, me and my friend just looked at each other. We're like, dude, we need to do something special for this. So we went to his room. We got all the duct tape out of my room because I had a bunch of different colored duct tape, and we duct taped
nice.
The doors and the windows shut
for your duct tape wallet business.
Huh?
Yeah, multiple
no,
colors
no,
of duct
it was,
tape.
It was for like parties and shit, just in case you needed like different colored things.
All right.
So we duct tape everything like shut. We turn off the smoke alarm, and we just smoked for like a week straight, and we just fucking hotbox that room.
God damn!
I think I've been smoking for like 3 years straight.
Oh, yes.
He is being summoned by the land of pizza.
Is it happening now?
Okay. Yeah, it's ready right now.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, babe.
You can wrap it up,
though. Yeah, probably.
Hey, bring it here.
Shit, I haven't seen...
Not that much longer.
There's a... I don't even know if the mic picked that up.
I told Montana I wanted to hurry. I was like, yeah, I want to get out of here and go home.
It's too late now. Stuck. There's pizza.
Yeah, you're stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck forever now. You're stuck until the pizza's gone.
There's no escaping.
Like, we actually need help eating that pizza because we all got here and we didn't eat anything.
My sister's mad because I won't eat the new flavor. She was like, no, there's only two pieces left.
Wait, is that the one with...
Oh, I want both of them.
Is that
now.
The one with the asparagus on it?
I think so.
Dude, try that. God. It's good.
I'm going to. Dude, yes. Asparagus on pizza.
No, it actually works.
Okay. Do this song. Can you play music on that?
Which one? You want... Which song?
Okay, just Google it. It's Sublime is the band.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Smoke two joints.
Oh,
it's a grand song.
Do you want that as like your exit music?
I'd love it.
All right.
You need to listen to the song "Bitch I Look Good" by Cool John.
Yeah, I think I agree. This song right here, I decided this is my life. At the hold on, you gonna play the whole first part of it too?
I do. All right. This one's for Kai.
This is for me. One of them was a man, and the other my song.
Oh, fuck.
The
other just popped my ear.
Ooh.
While I God only knows what the world house, to in there. I decided my
and furthermore, Susan, song. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised
to learn that all four of them habitually. How long you sticking in mind? You want to tell your tale of being in the clink?
Reefers.
In the clink.
You went to the clink.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Jail sucks.
Do you want it or do you gotta go?
It's not good.
No, I figured.
You guys want to hear one funny story about it?
Sure. I'll play this music for you. Hey, all right. Thank you.
You play the music and then I'll tell a story.
Oh, I'm playing it. Do you want to hear
the
music?
Hear it. Yeah, I can hear it.
All right,
that's
second.
The worst part.
But keep talking.
I thought you guys were. I didn't know you guys were all listening to
no,
the music.
I'll make this work.
No worries, mate.
Sorry. Look at this. I got the pizza delivered.
Are you gonna split the splitter?
Split the split. No, unplug mine. Unplug mine. You can unplug mine.
Or just give me your headphones.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the headphones.
They're probably covered in goo, but fuck it.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Chair. I didn't have to bring my own chair.
If I had a third pair of headphones, I'd make this work, but I don't, so.
Hey, no worries.
Okay. I guess I don't care.
I gotta take a piss anyway.
All right, Ben's out.
But this is a funniest story that happened while I was there.
All right.
So.
All right, some other time.
Okay, so. We smoke some weed in jail, right? Okay, so the story of it is...
How do you even manage that, first of all?
That's some ghetto ass
Let's just
shit.
Talk about how we get away with the guards not smelling it.
Okay.
So, you plunge all the water out of your toilet and it makes a suction it with air because it's like suction out.
Uh-huh.
You put a towel or an old t-shirt or something over the toilet to where it's a little hole sticking out.
Oh.
And you smoke the joint or whatever you have and you smoke it right next to the toilet and you blow all the hits into the toilet and it sucks all the smoke
oh
out of the
God.
Toilet. So, yeah. So, basically, and the guards come every 30 minutes. So, the guards do a walk and you're like, okay, perfect. We have 25 minutes at least before they're coming back. Unless
you got this down to a science.
You basically have to.
That's crafty as
then
fuck.
You go Damn. In and you do this, right? But what you have to do is you have to clog. So, the sinks and the toilets are combined. So, the sink's on the top and the water drains down through the drain into the toilet.
Well, interesting design.
To clog out the water, you have to clog the sink so the air doesn't just come up when you're plunging it down.
Uh-huh. So because then it would spray out the sink.
Or air would just come out that and it wouldn't have the right suction. So uh-huh. You take a piece of toilet paper, you rolled up, you stick it in there. So I rolled it with a piece of toilet paper, I stuck it in there, it went too far, got
Uh-oh.
Stuck in there. So for like 3 days, we had our sink to where you'd wash your hands and it would fill up with water while you're washing your hands because it couldn't drain to it. So you take a cup and then run it into the toilet. And we kept asking the guards to get us... like something to help us unclog it, and they were like, basically, just the guards are just douchebags. They just blow you off the whole time.
Yeah, they're not there to be your friends.
No, exactly. They just basically like to fuck with you. They think it's funny. So after 48 hours of anything that's like inhumane or like or not inhumane, but like
not
against like
normal.
Safety or like health issues. Then you can like sue the jail for it. So after our second day, we've been started asking the guards for some plunging stuff. Still, told them we're gonna just grieve you guys, and you guys could get sued, whatever. Not a big deal. Finally, they decided after our third day, we decided fuck it. It was our third day with the toilet. We decided we're just gonna start trying to undo it ourselves. So we took a bunch of pin tubes out, stuck all the pin tubes together, made our own wire to go into the thing and start plugging it out.
You made your own fucking drain snake. That's awesome.
And this was at like. it was commissary night, so we got a bunch of coffee. So we're just drinking coffee, eating candy, like farting around, basically like partying pretty much is the best thing you can do in there.
Yeah.
And so it's like 11:30 and we're trying to unplug this thing on our own. Ends up like we end up making a big mess in our cell. Finally, the guards come in, bring us some plungers. After we plunge it for like another 30 minutes, they come back and then we're like, we need the hose, like the wire thing to wire it out. And so it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock by now. Then the guards are in there with the wire. It's going all the way through and coming out into the toilet and coming back, but still not unclogging the toilet.
Fuck? You guys screw that thing
so
up.
So we couldn't understand. They couldn't figure out why it wouldn't unclog. And they're like, like trying to like squish it out. And we're like, well, can we take a shower? Because we're all like covered in fucking toilet water, basically, you know? And they're like, yeah, sure. So you go out into like the day room where everybody like hangs out. You get put in a cell during the day, like nighttime or whatever. And then you get to come out during the day for a few hours a day.
Recreation.
Basically. And that's where you take
a
shower.
I think that's what they call it in Shawshank.
So it's like 1:30. And we are out taking a shower at 1:30 at night. All these people are looking through their window like, what the hell are you guys doing? And we're like, oh, our toilet exploded or whatever. We're just like all making up these different stories and shit. It was like...
they knew what was going on.
It was ridiculous. But basically, we were smoking in jail and we fucked the toilet up. And we got to take a shower at 1:30 in the morning. And that was about the only good
thing.
Which
it's amazing to me that you were even able to attempt doing that. Inside there, like that's some fucking sneaky, like that. You know,
well, have
that
you
we,
watched Trailer Park Boys, man?
Some of it, not beyond the second season.
I didn't bring anything in myself personally,
because you know that came but in someone's ass, right?
This jail here in Longview, they don't really search you very good, so you can just stick it right in your boxers or like right underneath your nuts, and they don't strip search you. They just say, okay, yeah, he wasn't expecting to go to jail. Unless you're, like, prepared and you're, like, coming in, like, oh, yeah, you have this day set to go to jail for, like, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, and you're just waiting to go in. Then they search you because you're ready to go in. If you just get picked up off the streets or you come in from probation, they just say, here's your jail clothes. See you later.
You know what to do.
Yeah, here, change in your jail clothes and go. And then you get to wear your boxers you come in with and your socks that you come in with and a t-shirt if it's white or
see,
black.
That's strange because my dad has stories of taking people to jail. And then, like, you basically, they're getting ready to go, or they end up finding, like, a little baggie of weed tucked in the ass of whoever they're bringing in. Or no, or actually, one time he was saying that basically, yeah, they had, like, about a teener of meth tucked in the ass crack of this lady.
How big is a teener?
What the fuck is of an ounce. Teener?
I think it's a teen.
Oh, teen. Yeah. Okay, yeah, teen. 16,
it's,
teener.
It's,
okay, that's God,
was my multiple nicknames.
Okay, and that's, like...
A 16th of a ounce. Yeah.
Okay. I got that now. I understood that.
I was like almost 2 grams.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure. It's not a ton, but...
Okay, here's something I just figured out. Right. You want to popularize the metric system? Get drug dealers to use it. Stop using ounces and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Go with liters or whatever you measure drugs.
Yeah, how
in.
Many liters of meth do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many grams?
Why don't you guys just buy a kilo? Fuck it.
Yeah, actually,
when you get in a large scale, you do go into the metric system because you get a kilo.
Yeah. So why are they mixing their units? They should commit
to metric. But only in like cocaine or like meth, you would go kilos. And if you're going to buy marijuana,
you can get kilos of being produced in countries that use the metric system.
You buy like 50 pounds of marijuana.
Yeah, why is weed pounds? And
because they bundle them
in
like a bale of weed.
Yeah, it is. It's like a hay bale, except it's pot.
Yep.
No, that's completely incorrect.
No, it's not.
It's all brick, man.
Well, yeah. It's basically, but it's the size.
We're not talking like a hay bale, two like strings across the fucking fat.
Okay, it's like if you took a hay bale and wrapped it in saran wrap.
Okay, yeah, that's more accurate.
But it's much lighter, right?
No.
No,
that's like 50-some-odd pounds worth of weed versus...
It's like 100 pounds of metal compared to 100 pounds of feathers.
You guys want to know a little?
Yeah.
You guys want a little fun fact?
Fun fact.
My dad and his two brothers have all been busted for distributing marijuana over 50 pounds each.
Fuck.
They all had like a huge operation going on, and they all got busted like within a year.
Wow.
Well, they were doing it for a long time.
Separate incidents, right?
They were doing it for a long time, and then within like a year, one guy got busted, and then like a few months later, another guy got busted, and like 6 months later, the other guy got busted.
Yet they somehow never connected those dots, did they?
Sweet Christ, it's a good thing nobody listens to this show.
Probably. Doesn't matter, they already all went to jail, and one of them does it legally now, so he doesn't even have to worry about it.
Legal weed.
Yeah, he goes through the dispensaries, they have a fucking warehouse.
Man, when I was in Australia,
like 100 and plus pounds each time.
The only place that was like halfway legal was Perth, because it was decriminalized there.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, I watched like one of the people at the hostel sell weed to like one of the owners of it.
Nice.
That was the weirdest interaction. I was literally sitting right next to the dude having like a conversation about like spider bites, and he's just like the owner comes over, and she's like, "Yo, you got like 10. She just like pulls a bag out and gives it to him. She's like, "What the
weed
fuck?
Boy is just trash." I feel like people that live in other states just don't really know.
Yeah.
If you don't live in Washington or Colorado or like Oregon or California, you don't understand.
Yeah, you don't get it.
They don't get it.
Colorado really has it best, and you know why? Because they already had a set up medical system, and they decided, you know what? Doors are open for everyone.
California, Oregon, and Washington all did medical also.
Oh, Washington's do it?
Washington did medical for like 2 years before they switched over.
Yeah, Washington did. Oregon was doing medical for a long time.
Oregon's been doing medical for a long time, and California's been doing it for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make
sense. California was like one of the first to do medical.
I'll say that's not very surprising at all, to be perfectly honest.
But, no.
I think Colorado took it the most seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were putting out more different types of medicine, like not just weed type medicine. You know, they were like making it in like the CBD and different types of THC and other kinds of shit like that.
Mm-hmm. There's other types of THC?
Well, there's THC and there's CBD. And CBD.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Cannabinoid.
But CBD, it's like if you say most weed is like 7/8 THC and like 1/8 CBD. Mm-hmm. So when you get CBD, you have to spend a shit ton of money on it if you want to get pure CBD. Like this stuff that I got in this pen here is pure wax. It's 80% THC, 3% CBD. So basically
17% other.
17% just probably
water.
Who knows?
I don't know.
I don't care.
What goes in?
Hopefully
these pens?
More drugs. No, just kidding.
just a touch of LSD to really sell that point.
Just enough to get the colors flowing.
I mean, it's just it said better visuals on the box. I mean, you got what you paid for.
Actually, the package it came in was like really glittery and sparkly, and I was like tripping out. I was like, what the hell? This
thing maybe that's not too far off.
Maybe they expected you to look at that after you hit the pen.
Maybe. And then that just kind of like gets the image planted in your head like an MK Ultra patient.
And then all of a sudden everything's glittery. Life is glitter.
That's I don't want my fucking life to be glitter. That's
I
like
hate glitter.
That's like stripper herpes, which is worse than normal herpes because
everywhere.
Yeah, cuz it's like smaller, it holds on more. No amount of showers will get rid of it.
The minute
and it'll just
clean,
randomly reappear.
Yeah.
It's the fucking
worst. You don't
strippers.
Even have to touch somebody to spread it to them.
No.
Basically, you just sit down somewhere, get up later. That's the type of herpes you can get for bus seats.
Oh, my God. I've always been scared of that being a real thing, but it actually is.
Yeah.
And it comes in glitter form. I'm so goddamn scared.
What's in glitter form?
Herpes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Glitter herpes?
Yeah.
What is glitter?
They
herpes?
Should
no,
be glitter, exactly. Then you could see them better. And you wouldn't be as likely to get in on it.
I mean,
you'd be like,
herpes,
whoa, there's a pretty out there.
Herpes is pretty apparent as it is.
If you take your pants off and it looks like a disco ball, get the fuck out. You know what she's got.
I've never run into that situation before, actually.
Where the vagina looks like a disco ball?
She definitely has fucking a bejeweled vagina.
Bejeweled vagina.
It's called vajazzling.
Vajazzling. That's vajazzling.
I remember that commercial, or it was like a fake commercial. It was I don't know. Bejazzle.
Bejazzling. That's
but
like some
marketed towards
Blue Mountain State shit right there.
It's like, why would you build a landing strip with your hair when you could just bejazzle it and fucking bring in a fucking nice tight diamond strip?
No, man, it's all about the rumble in the jungle.
Alright, Tarzan.
I don't want fucking jewels on my crotch, man. That does not seem like a way to
that
live.
Sounds
it seems
kind of
scratchy. Yeah. If you're going in on it hard, you might cut yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, you
tear
know.
It, tear it up down there.
You know those emo pants that people sometimes wear?
Oh,
with
those
metal
trip pants
on
with
them?
Like all the zippers on it. Like 30 zippers on a pair of pants.
It'd be like that, but on your junk. You don't fucking want that.
That
sounds terrible. It would be
inside
of your pants.
Here's a good story.
Like wearing leather socks.
Ben's got stories.
Here's a perfect story.
I was in Ailey Beach, and I was at this bar talking to these drunk-ass Australians.
All right.
And this dude is talking to me about tattoos, and he's like, yeah, man, you want to see a tattoo? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? He just literally just whips out his dick, middle of a crowded bar, just pulls his junk out, and just like, here's a smiley face just tattooed right on it.
Oh my
I stared at it for a good, like, 5 seconds. I was just like, oh, fuck. Okay, cool. Damn, dude. That's nice. And it's just like, yeah, dude, I was tripping on acid when I did that, man. It was crazy. I was just like,
oh, shit.
Damn, son.
That's
cool.
That's punk rock as fuck, man.
Yeah, just a tiny little smiley face. Two dots and a smile. It's just like.
But where exactly?
About mid-shaft.
Jesus.
Okay. Man, dude, he whipped the whole thing out, man.
I think
you're
going to get a tip, a tat like that. It's small. You might as well just tip it out. You know what I mean, just endure the pain. Get it where it's going to be cool, you know?
So, like, right at the end?
Yeah.
If you're going to be dedicated enough to get a dick tattoo, you might as well make it a badass dick tattoo.
Might as well.
To be fair, with his
right.
tattoo, though, he was taking the Mr. Happy thing to a literal extreme.
Dude, damn. I mean, that
you only would need to put one eye on it if you put on it.
Yeah. You would have to get something that looked good, long and short. Like...
Mm-hmm. Like a caterpillar.
Like, what if you could make a frowny face when it's not happy, but when it gets hard, it smiles.
That only works if your dick has.
You'd
a
have
curve
to like
it.
Work the angles really
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to like really know like the way your skin's stretched and shit
yeah.
like that.
Oh, I know.
The only way it would
you would need a
I
dick
think I
tattoo expert
got
for that.
Out where I need to put it. The only expert on mine though.
The only way I could see that working is if you got. Is if like you took a Viagra 40 minutes before you walked into the tattoo shop,
you got it,
and then
done.
You said, "I want this," and then
and you would just like hope it went down, like
yeah, yeah. But remember, it only works if there's a curve. You have to have a predefined curve that you know exists before you walk in there.
So
because if you walk in there and it's like just a fucking like piece of rebar, and it's gonna look exactly the same when
rebar's
you're done.
Pretty bumpy. It should be looked at.
Yeah, there might be another problem there.
Them strippers.
Speaking of Viagra.
Oh gosh. Uh-oh.
Here's a public service about never fucking go to Bali. Never go to Bali, Indonesia. Stay the fuck away from
you
that
You take
island.
Viagra in Bali?
No, but dude, okay,
thought it was
so
ibuprofen.
Literally, second drug I got offered in Bali was Viagra. Like, this dude just runs up there and he's like, yo. And just, like, opens his fanny pack. Here's just, like, a bunch of Viagra. He's like, yo, Viagra. No, fuck off. Like,
it all works.
So, Indonesia, they offer you, like, basically every type of drug on the street. Like, anything you want. They're just like, Viagra, mushroom. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, Viagra, like minute two. Fucking terrible. Anyway,
I wouldn't have bought it. No. It would have ended up not being Viagra, probably.
Oh, no. I talked to this French dude. He said he bought like 8 hits of ecstasy in the club, and like he took all of them and nothing happened.
It's just sugar pills.
Yeah, like he and this like Arabic dude just bought like a shit ton of drugs and just took all of them and just nothing was happening.
Man,
like, shit was
cross combination of too.
That's
many
why
drugs.
You need to know your dealer.
Yeah, y'all are looking at your phone. Stop that. We're on the show.
Don't worry, it's going.
I'm taking
away
care
now.
Of business.
Know your dealer.
Because I don't. He's getting married tomorrow. By
yeah,
the way,
yeah, which is
know
the business
your
I'm taking care of.
Know your dealer.
True. Know your dealer. I can't
know
say that with a straight
dealer.
Face. Drew doesn't have a dealer. Is the joke?
No, because I don't need one.
Mm-hmm. Because you got
dad's the dealer.
Because yo, 21.
All their shit they fucking confiscate.
I mean, that is the
that
best relationship that you could possibly ask for. Right?
Dude, I wonder what it would be like to raid the evidence locker. I wonder
do
what
you have
would
an
find.
You do have an
they
evidence
have,
locker.
They
I've
have like
it.
An evidence room.
Yeah, it's actually really awesome.
And actually, the way that it's set
and
up,
that's not all drugs in the evidence room.
No,
oh, no,
it's a lot
it's
of
some
stuff.
Cool shit, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not some basic boring shit like some hobo's backpack or something like that.
Okay.
But the stuff with the evidence lockers is once it's shut from the outside, you can't reopen it from the outside.
You have to be
I've
in
seen
the
door.
There's
it's
only
insane.
Two people that have the key to that office, which is the chief of police and one other person have the key
who
to the room.
Shall remain nameless. Fuck.
Nameless.
Not-
you can go fuck yourself with a retractable baton, okay?
Or a piece of rebar. Anyways, and so only those two people have keys in, and it's got like cameras everywhere watching the door, one door in.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have to dig a tunnel.
Is why we have to wait until
underneath
the
massive amount of concrete.
Now we've figured it out.
You got to Shawshank this fucker.
We know our way in.
We have to go through the sewers.
Climb through the sewers. Because
there is a toilet in the evidence room. You just have to crawl through the toilet.
The toilet is in evidence.
Can't defray it.
Yeah.
The toilet is evidence.
If you're going the opposite way, there's no way you can come out clean on the other side.
No.
Afraid not. You just don't have a choice.
You're saying if you come out from the sewage through a toilet and back out, you're clean?
No, you're dirty that way.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go the Andy Dufresne way through the toilet.
Would you be willing to crawl through sewage for freedom?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
He was getting raped by people.
What I'm amazed.
That's fair.
Andy never got raped.
He totally did.
Red says, I would like to say that he fought the good fight and he fought them off, but this isn't that kind of
thing. Dude, that dude was getting butt-fucked on the daily.
Is that what that meant?
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I'm surprised that Andy didn't, like, stuff
his... he was getting molested all the time.
I'm surprised Andy didn't, like, stuff his nostrils with something and, like, or, like, have some sort of, like, mask or something, like, out of an old pair of underwear or something.
They weren't forcing it in his mouth. He can bite somebody's dick off that way.
No, I meant when he crawled through the sewer, dumb shit.
Oh.
No, like make like a four layer.
We're not
thick...
talking about dicks. We're talking about shit. Get your fucking facts straight.
Get
man.
On the right page.
To be fair, if somebody tried to fuck me in the butt, I'd probably just shit on them. I mean, dude, there's got to be a way out.
There's no way out.
I mean, if it's going to happen and you know you're screwed, you're just like, oh, fuck
what's
it, I'm
that,
just going to take
what
a shit
if that's
on them.
Their thing?
Yeah,
what? What if that's their
like
thing?
It.
Well, then you're really fucked. Then you're really screwed.
You're
there's no way out past that. Like,
if their dick was in your ass, you've already been
fucked.
Yeah,
dude, like, that is, like, no that is literally, like, a 1 in, like, 100 chance of, like, maybe getting them to stop. Like, at that point,
you think you're out to that
you're
high?
At the point of
your
no return.
Your chance is just try to put on a good show so they get out of their
so
fast.
You're more likely
yeah, exactly. They probably already put, like, a bottle of lube down your ass, so you're already fucked.
So, Ben,
like,
what you're saying is that you're more likely to get... raped in the ass and somebody in prison that likes being pooped on, then you are to be killed by a coconut.
Dude, it's extremely, like, dude, everywhere I went, there were signs saying, warning, watch out for coconuts. Like,
yeah.
Everywhere. Fucking,
wow,
it was
coconuts?
Insane.
Coconuts? Yeah, okay. Falling on you, man.
I spent, like, 6 months in the tropics around coconuts all the time.
Coconuts actually will kill you.
Oh, dude. If
oh, yeah.
One, if
more people
the,
are killed by coconuts
those sons
than
of bitches
sharks.
Are hard, man.
Ben,
did
Hawaii
you...
this summer...
Did
so
you ever
nice stay
sick,
away
dude.
From coconut trees? Basically?
No, dude, they're awesome.
Yeah, no,
to stay the
fuck away.
No, I'm just kidding. I've...
Actually, another weird
I'm
fun
afraid.
Statistic about sharks. Yeah.
Sharks!
How rarely they get attacked?
Versus lightning bolts? Because
no.
That was my next question.
I saw a shark. I saw a fucking shark.
More people are bitten by New Yorkers every year than sharks. I'm not even joking.
No, I
wow.
believe it.
I got bit by a sea turtle once.
What?
Yeah, I have a scar on my thumb.
Oh, shit.
No shit.
Right there. See the scar?
Fucking sea turtle bit you there.
See the
fuck turtles,
right,
man.
Right there.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
A
I
bit
was
of...
feeding it seaweed, and I thought it would be a good idea to like just push the seaweed into its mouth. And no, it pushed the seaweed into its mouth, and it was wham! I was like, ah!
It's amazing how
underneath
fast
the water
their mouth.
Yeah, it was just chilling. Like it was just taking it really easy, you know, because I was dangling a piece of seaweed and I had just a small chunk left.
Speaking
just
of New York,
biting
New
off
York
pieces
chick.
Of it, and I just go and New shove York it into
look
his
at
mouth
that.
As a tiny piece of
bitch.
Where did you meet this sea turtle? Is this
New York chick?
Who's that?
That's a New Yorker.
Oh, hey.
Man, you're not on mic.
I walk and I talk, and I live in New York, and I like
so how come you didn't bring back as a date?
I have a hobby and a bike. Because
she was going to Prague.
So?
She was going to
we
Prague.
We got yams cooking on the
Europe.
Roof.
What the fuck?
We got
far away, damn it.
It's on the way.
No, it's not. She was going. She was going through Thailand though.
What?
Like she got fucked up in Thailand.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like Thailand kicked her ass like Bali kicked my ass. Like,
tell her she could delay it a day or two, right?
No.
What? I can't believe you spent all that time and couldn't find a date.
I have a New York girlfriend
too.
We're long lost. Long lost love.
So that means
Jenny.
You're not talking anymore.
Her name was Jenny.
Jenna.
I met her in Hawaii.
Oh, all right.
She was from New York.
New York.
I got my two Melbourne girls.
You got your Melbourne girls. You got your French girl. You got
German lesbians.
I literally traveled with one guy and like 10 girls. It was probably great.
Probably great, as in you don't remember?
No, it was fantastic.
Should have banged them all.
I tried, but
the German lesbians weren't into that.
The German lesbians were not feeling it.
Surprisingly.
Well, if you got them both in at the same time, it might work out.
Axel's barking maybe. For you, man.
Shut your mouth.
Shut up.
This isn't a democracy.
Hey! Shut up! Oh my god.
The only problem with traveling and banging is you're in hostels all the time, so there's always other people around.
Some people are into that. People.
Sometimes you just
don't know. Like, I remember walking. I came back during Bali, and I was with the three Swedes, and I was with two of them. And we literally, like, opened the door, and here's just, like, the last one just getting fucked by some random dude. And we're just like, oh, cool, okay.
Bye.
Shut the door for, like, 30 minutes, and then one of them was just like, oh, I'm done. Just watching. Just like, no, you get the fuck out. Just, like, started shouting at this guy in Swedish. It's hilarious.
You're just like, well, I'm done. See ya.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like, he'd a birdie, herbie, birdie.
This is accurate. Dude, their language is fucking weird.
I know. Did they try and teach it to you?
No. I didn't even ask. They're like.
Wait, the Swedes?
Yeah.
Did you try it? You should have, like, given them, like, the IKEA catalog and tell them to tell you what all the names mean.
I got some Dutch. Nuken and the Kuken. That means fucking in the kitchen.
That was pretty self-explanatory.
I think I could have.
Nuken in the
I would have gotten that, no.
Nuken in the Kuken.
What else did you pick up?
Nuken, getting stuff warmed up, and then in the Kuken, in the kitchen, where you do all your cooking.
I might pass sense. Me a cup of tennies there.
The hell?
Pass me a
but
day
that
night.
Is like sex, though.
What does this mean?
Nuken that's bogan.
In the Kuken.
What? Yeah.
Hey, mate. Sense. Crack me a beer and pass me a cigarette. That's. I might.
That's all you have to say?
Got me a 10 and crack a dairy.
Crack a dairy?
Crack a dairy.
Crack a dairy.
Can I say that one time?
Crack a dairy.
No, the whole thing.
Oh. I might. Got me a 10 and crack me a dairy.
So get a cig and crack me a beer?
Yeah.
So 10.
Tenny.
Titty?
Tenny.
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 Like tinny.
Tin.
I
tin of beer.
Like
tinny.
Like tinny noise.
Beer, yeah.
Like a cheesy sound.
Oh, I thought that was the cigarette.
It is. It cracked me a dinny.
Oh, what?
But you're trying. So I was trying to get the wording pronunciation correct. It's like tinny, like a tinny noise.
Crack me a dairy.
Hmm. Why do they say crack it?
I have no idea.
I would say crack the beer.
Because it's a beer, right?
No, that's the
No, the dairy's
grab
the cigarette.
Grab me a tinny, don't crack it or I'll crack you.
I just long for the simpler days when cigarettes were called fags.
No, the Brits still call them fags.
Okay, so let's go fucking there.
Oi,
right?
Bum a fag, man.
Bag.
Yeah, sure. Dude, the first time somebody asked me that, I was just like, the fuck? But second time, because I knew it. It just took me off guard. Like,
I almost got in one fight when I was in jail.
Yeah. Because
this guy came into our cell and he's all tweaked out. Like, woke up in the morning and I asked him a question about his breakfast because he didn't look like he was going to eat it. So I'm like, hey, are you going to eat all that? And he's like, what? What did you say? You said you like dicks? I was like, I got pissed. I was like, in jail, right? So I'm already like, this guy's a fucking
weird. That's like some
weird. I said,
like,
what the fuck?
Middle school
he's like,
shit.
He's like, did you just really ask me if you like dicks? I said, do you want to fucking step down here and get your fucking ass? You didn't ask me for like dicks. I asked you if you're going to eat your whole breakfast, you fucking weirdo. And he's like, oh, what? Fucking try to get puffed up on me. And I said, dude. Come on down here and fucking find out, motherfucker. I don't like dicks. I want some of your breakfast. And he was like, well, fucking, that's what it sounded like you said. And I was like, you're a fucking tweaker. Shut the fuck up. And it was wild. I was like, this guy, I almost had to kill him.
You know, he's
He was way smaller than me. I would have fucking just beat his ass.
Tweakers are weird.
Yeah, although, the flip side, though, tweakers are crazy.
No, the worst part about it is, you know Longview, right?
Oh, yeah. I know of it.
Think of all the weirdest
beautiful
people in Longview
beautiful
in
city.
One place.
Yeah.
And that's where you're stuck at. We're the worst people in Longview. And you're like, fuck.
Oh
so
my god.
People come in, you don't have no patience with them. You're like, shut the fuck up. You're a weirdo. This is my cell. You
just say, like, stop talking weird.
I've been in a few fights in there, and it's not really that tight because there's nowhere to move around. But it has to be done because these fucking tweakers are weirdos. You're like, either they're going to sit there and be tweakers
assert your dominance.
Just piss you off all the time, or you're just going to have to like punch one of them and
fight for
your
right to
party,
mate.
They're all fucking just weak because they're coming down off drugs. So they're not on the drugs, so they're not all fucking.
They think that the word
down.
Breakfast sounds like dicks, so they're not exactly in the best state to fight
weirdo.
People.
Yeah, I wanted to smash them with my fucking spork, but.
You got a spork?
Man,
boy, they really are lax over there.
They
Jesus.
Only give you it during breakfast. You have to give it back in after, or like breakfast, lunch.
Yeah, they
day.
Do an inventory count
every
on that.
Every time on the fork.
So they don't want you digging out with your sporks.
They don't want you stabbing people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which really doesn't make any sense, because if you really wanted to make a shiv, all you would need to do is get a lighter, which is really easy to come across, take all your styrofoam cups, and just start melting them together until you get a nice, thick, long blade, and just...
Like
get them.
Or you can make a crossbow out of some paper, out of a newspaper, your underwear,
ago.
And a little bit of water.
Well, that's not going to kill anybody.
What is the water? What? Water?
A long time ago.
Yeah, you use it to wet the paper down so it gets, you can mold it into a shape.
It's basically a paper mache
shape. You basically make a paper mache crossbow. You use your underwear, you seal the elastic out of that for the drawstring. Mythbusters did it one time. And they used it to basically, like, shoot somebody in the
Yeah, they shot it right into the dummy's neck, didn't they? Holy shit, that was scary.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Yeah. Wow. They basically made a paper mache crossbow, shot from one cell to the one across from it, and, like, throat shotted this guy.
God,
or throat shotted the dummy.
That's sick. So. People make some weird, some wild things in there. Like, I made some dice, and they were, like, rock hard, like, real dice. You make use toilet paper, and then you, like, take really, like, moistened soap, and you water it into, like, a square shape, and you rub toilet paper all over it. And then, or not toilet paper, you take the toilet paper, wad in a square, and then you put soap all over it. You let the soap harden for a long time. Then you put a fine layer of toothpaste around it, let that harden for a while, and then it turns out it's rock hard. Like, you can just slam on the ground. Like,
damn.
And then you just get, once you're done, you just draw little numbers on them.
Although I feel like if you were using those in a gambling setting, especially in jail, you would definitely be accused of having loaded dice. Because they're not that exact of a formula.
But everybody else that's rolling them has the same exact odds with the messed up dice. Because they're not 100% rectangle, you know? But just like,
yeah,
you know, okay, so maybe this one rolls onto the 5 easier than that one rolls onto it, you know? But this guy's going to get the exact same dice that you're getting handed. So he's got the just same odds to roll the 5.
Oh, so you basically just pass the dice around.
Yeah, yeah. You just, we play like 1,000, like 10,000 or something, you know what I mean? And just
10,000. Isn't that called Farkle?
I got a pretty cool card.
It depends.
What? Show you. I learned.
There's a game called Farkle that is around. I don't know much about it.
I think I need to get out of here soon.
Y'all are faded.
You bailing? What?
What time is it anyway?
It is 10:25.
Yeah, see, I haven't even like been home yet today.
When did we start this thing anyway?
I don't know.
Like earlier than
I
that?
I left home so early.
We got 10 minutes left. So.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You going to be here for that or are you bailing?
I think I'm gonna go.
All right.
Yeah, but it was fun being on the show, though.
Don't forget to
no worries, my
day. Don't take your plate with you, but no, yes,
I
that's
will
all
take
I meant.
Plate with
take
you.
Your plate with you.
I will take it with me because that would be very rude.
It's now
if I don't pick it up, Montana will come.
It's true. All right. But thank you for stopping by. I know you've been wanting to be on here for a while. So.
I have. I just never do. I just I don't have balls for it or something.
I know. Well, it happened.
Like, woke up the courage. I was like, oh.
And then you just come down, sit down, and bullshit.
And then
that's pretty much all it is. We just, like, talk about shit.
No, it's fun.
I've been wanting to do it for a while. I just...
You had a good time?
Yeah, it was fun.
Nah, good. See you later.
Easy,
all
catch
right.
You around.
Congratulations,
get
married tomorrow.
Yeah. That was Kylie, everybody. There we go. Faded out. That was real professional right there.
Yeah, that was good.
Fading.
You're getting all sorts of professional practice this week.
It's really crazy, and you know what? I'm not even getting paid for this, so y'all better fucking appreciate it. Right? No, it's fun, actually. I've never worked with that expensive set of speakers before.
Yeah.
Dude, those speakers are nice.
Those are really good speakers for the wedding, yeah.
And they sounded like, because I know they were being weird when we started when everybody was still there. Mm-hmm. When we plugged them in initially, it felt like the right ones were doing a bit more work than the left
It was
one.
Like back and forth, yeah. It was one was less than the other.
But I think we got it.
It sounded fine.
Yeah, they sounded great.
All right, and I'm thinking I'll probably show up like noon, hopefully, to just tweak them a little and make sure that the playlist is going to work and all that stuff. Because we didn't even say this. I'm going to have to be DJing the music that is playing during the ceremony
from across the room
while I'm in the ceremony.
Yeah.
And it's going to be crazy. I think I got it, though.
Yeah, should be good.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fine. I mean, we had a pretty successful test today.
Yeah.
I would say.
God damn.
It just takes It just takes a little bit more configuration than it should normally take. But luckily, I've been taking classes for that shit. So
fuck yeah.
I'm cool. I'm good.
Yeah, it turned out pretty awesome.
You feel like everything's falling together with the whole ceremony, though?
More or less.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of nice when it's all over, though, to be at the same time.
For sure.
Definitely.
Man. Oh, goodness.
And then you're fucking off to Secret Destination on Monday?
Monday a.m., yes.
Nice. And you won't be here for that
Final
show.
Destination.
Okay, so, Ben, you'll be around for that show, right?
What show?
Well, Drew's not going to be here next week.
Next Friday?
On Friday. So.
Shit, I'll try to be. Yeah, I'll try to be here.
Okay, because, I mean, worst case scenario, I take the equipment up to Kirstie's house and do it there.
Yeah,
no worries.
Because with the right amount of thinking, this show can go everywhere. I meant anywhere.
It's just,
it can go both.
It can be both. Absolutely.
Drink. Can you do it on a train, a plane?
Dude, we could probably do it on a train, but I would not want to take all this shit with me.
No.
I've been thinking about buying one of those portable recorders.
Dude, train trip would be dope. That'd be like a mid-train trip. Like,
from where to where?
Take a train to L.A. and then rent a car and drive to Vegas.
Vegas. How far is the drive from L.A.
Three
to Vegas?
Hours.
3 hours? That's not too bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's still a reasonable road trip.
Yeah, rent a car for like 3 days, go out, just convertible.
And
track yeah.
down and back up.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be a bit expensive. Well, Renee, compare Amtrak prices to L.A. compared to plane ticket to
L.A. to Vegas?
Okay, yeah. No.
Amtrak from Portland to
Amtrak from Portland to L.A. compared to plane ticket from Portland to Las Vegas.
Okay, then okay, well, you talk about yourself while I do this. Portland to Los Angeles?
My guess is that... No, Portland to L.A.
Plane ticket will be cheaper by
the
far.
The plane ticket to
because then
Las
we'll
Vegas
also,
itself.
We'll also have to rent... cars,
yeah, which say we rent a car for 4 days, that's probably
we rent
least...
a convertible Corvette. That's gonna be
not
expensive.
Probably not a Corvette, but a convertible of some sort.
Corvette, you bitch.
We don't have enough seats. Then it's only two seats.
I don't need two seats.
Yeah, you need at least four.
Fuck you.
Okay. Rent something else that's convertible, which is probably $35 to $40 a day.
Oh, at least
rent it for 3 or 4 days.
It means we'd
that's
have to win it.
$120 to $160 plus tax.
Plus about gas. $30 a night in Vegas. We'll probably have to fill up the gas tank twice.
Which is probably going to be about another $30 to $40 per 60, tank. So 60.
About $60 for gas, because gas is fucking cheap right now.
Yeah, so $60 for gas plus figure $200 for hotels, which are regardless.
No, it's only $30 a night at the Excalibur.
Mm.
There you go.
So we're looking at about $200 for the car. Plus the train tickets down. So we'd need it to basically be about a $200 difference.
We'd need to be balling.
This is fucking...
Considering the train, the plane tickets cost about $200.
Yeah, plane ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But then again, the taxi would cost about $50 to wherever we're going.
Yeah. Which, but, yeah.
Well, the taxi would cost $25 there and back to the airport, so it costs $50 overall. Plus,
so,
about $50 in taxes on whatever room we get. So,
but the room rates are going to be the same regardless of whether or not our means of getting it there.
Well, fuck me. About $50 for every 2 days that we eat at the buffet per person. Because buffets for the win.
Dude, buffets fucking rock.
Buffets are dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, really, when we were having the bachelor party, I didn't eat nearly as much food as I probably should have been.
Oh, dude, nearly high.
Oh, I had way too much food.
Yeah? I mean, well, you made up for it, certainly. You had your fill.
Yeah.
That you should have had. Yeah. I was underperforming, honestly.
Dude,
it was because
morning,
of how much...
And that morning, everybody was just... You guys were just wanting to die.
Dude, I was, like, literally, like, leaning into the shade.
Yeah.
I just could not.
I got better. It took me, like, an hour and a half, and I was fine.
Yeah. It took me all of the coffee and just
coffee, water,
like,
breakfast,
probably like a solid hour of just sitting around doing nothing was, like, until...
Sometimes that's just what you need.
About midway through blackjack.
Fuck, I can't find fucking ticket prices everywhere. And it's not even because I'm drunk.
Dude.
It's because all these websites are shitty, and I have to decide when I want to leave and when I want to come back. How about I fucking don't?
Literally no worries.
Damn, I just wanted to find prices.
I'm looking at Amtrak right now.
Kayak.com claims to be able to find flights from Portland to Las Vegas for $98. But
round
I imagine
trip
that
or each way.
I imagine that's like their
that
specific fucking day.
It has. Wait, what the fuck's going on here? No, this is a round trip flight.
Station.
Huh?
Through Spirit Airlines?
Yeah.
What the hell's that? I never heard of them.
Spirit Airlines. I think I've heard of it before.
But yeah, but that. So you have to go. The flight would be if we left on
a panda bear.
If we left on Sunday the 29th.
Yo.
And we were coming back June 1st, which honestly is probably...
That's basically, you fly there, you get off the plane, you turn around, you come back.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always had the idea that more than 3 days in Vegas, and it kind of starts to consume you
probably.
As a person.
No, anything more than like a week in Vegas and you need to kill yourself.
A week in Vegas. Damn. Okay. Well,
no, I don't want to spend a week in Vegas. No.
God, no.
I'm saying like at the most we spend 5 days and we don't just gamble every day. We like do things around.
Go to the Eiffel Tower. Skydive.
See the pyramid.
You realize the Eiffel Tower there is literally a casino that's called Paris. It's the
also that see sounds
the
fun.
We can go Paris see casino. All the different landmarks of the
I
world.
I can't even figure that shit out.
But yeah, no. 3:09 p.m. leaving PDX. You arrive in Las Vegas at 5:15. It's $98.
Oh yeah, dude. It's a 2-hour flight and it's super cheap. Like
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's dope.
Well, again, because everything in Vegas makes up its money in gambling.
Exactly.
True, yeah. Really. They're discounting you just
dude, there, there are slot machines in the airport.
Yeah.
Not even kidding. Like, it's
woo-hoo.
Insane.
Woo-hoo! That's awesome. Wait.
Fucking balls to walls.
Wasn't that a plot line of Ocean's 12?
No, but it was in Ocean's 13.
13.
Yeah. Whoa.
I always forget all the
because one of their slot machines that had a particular sequence of how to win the jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
They basically had it set up, and then they just left the last coin sitting there for some random lady to get.
Yeah. I thought it was... No. The way I remembered it was some guy that they were shitting on the entire trip.
Oh,
just because he was a scapegoat.
Yeah.
And then they made up for it with like
$1 million. Yeah, letting him win like a $185,000 jackpot.
You know what? Good for that guy.
Yeah.
This whole like organizing a wedding shit is so exhausting.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I bet. I haven't been super involved in it, but even just like setting up the audio equipment was a little bit laborious, like in just figuring out what the hell was going on. All right, we'll be back next week minus Drew because he's going to Secret Destination.
Secret Destination.
Party on, everybody.